prophecies, one is a gift of the Spirit, okay, that the Lord has given me. Now, whenever I think about New Testament and Old Testament, and we think about the way the Lord used to be said, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came on an individual to perform a certain task. Okay, but in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit himself, like Jesus says, that the Holy Spirit is the mystery that he is going to be in you. And when the Holy Spirit is filled with us, he brings with himself these gifts. Okay? Prophecy, word of knowledge, gifts of healing, faith, discernment of spirit, I can't bring all of the others up in my head. And the gift that I function in is prophecy. Okay? Prophecy is a foretelling of the will of God. And when I minister to you today, what I will be doing is I will be listening to what the Lord is saying, and I will be speaking to you and sharing with you what I hear the Lord say. Prophecy, according to what it teaches us in 1 Corinthians 12, is that it should always edify, should always comfort, and should always endure. And so one of the things that I would always say whenever I talk about comfort is that comfort can be a word I'm in mourning or I'm in a place of brokenness, and the Lord comes and just kind of soothes me. Or it can be a word that stirs you up, which for me, in times in my life when I've been in the malaise or in a place of difficulty, and I've gotten a word that stirred me up, it was really a comforting word. Okay, so anytime you receive a word of prophecy, those elements should be within that word. Okay, when you prophesy to people, that element should be in the word. And the reason I start this way is because really and seriously, I'm going to minister to you tonight. But my hope is that you will recognize that the gift of prophecy is in you because the Holy Spirit is in you. And it says in 1 Corinthians 14, right after the wonderful love chapter, okay? Pursue love. Desire spiritual gifts, but especially to prophesy. Because when I prophesy, I build the church. And Jesus said that we're supposed to be building one another up in love, so that we can live the life that God has given us to live. Okay? Because God didn't just give us a church life. He gave us a life. And the life he lives in you, he doesn't just live when you gather within a gathering of other believers. He gave you a life that he empowers by the Holy Spirit everywhere you go. At your work, in your home, in your family. If you have children, you hear the word of the Lord to those children. When your kid's out, you know, nicking a coat from the neighbor, and all of a sudden you're like, well, somebody did something happen. You know, those are the Lord calling you things. I've gone to the nail salon when the Lord began to speak to me that he'd given me a life. When he said, I gave you life, and I gave you life more abundantly. What he intended for me to understand is that he was breaking the walls down off my life about how religious and sacred things happened when I was in church, but they didn't happen outside of church. That being a good Christian outside of church meant I was really nice to people and I didn't cut them off in practice. You know, but that the power of God or the gift of prophecy or any of the things that he had trained me to do as a believer, any of the things he called me to do as a believer could not function outside of the church, the four walls that I attended at that time. That everything had to be looked at, everything had to be watched over, what if I was doing it wrong, what if I did something evil, and then the Lord said, well, you know what, if you prophesy edifying, comforting, and exhorting words, God loves you, God's for you, God sees your broken heart, Jesus wants me to pray for you because your heart's broken. Okay, those are not things like move to Zimbabwe, to divorce your husband, you know, God's going to crack your head open and kill you because you're a bad person, you know, those are not the kind of things. So if I walk in these parameters of realizing that the Holy Spirit has come and given me a life and that now I'm an agent of grace, and not just me, but you're an agent of grace, and you're an agent of grace, and you're an agent of grace, we're all agents of His grace in the world, that we can trust Him that He would use us in His ministry. And what I want to see happen is that I do believe that I have a fivefold calling here in Ephesians 12. It's a similar apostle, similar pastor, a similar prophet, similar evangelist, similar pastor, similar teacher. Okay? I believe I have fivefold prophecy. I told you all that earlier. There are probably people in this room who can hear from the Lord and give you the word of the Lord as well or better than I. But the reason these guys exist is because because Jesus multiplies himself everywhere he goes. He multiplies himself in teaching. And he put ministry in the earth to multiply himself in believers. The job of fivefold ministry is to teach you, to equip you for the work of the ministry. What is the work of the ministry? Reconciliation. Where does reconciliation happen? Always. Reconciliation from the unbeliever to God, reconciliation from the child to the parent, reconciliation of the friend to the other friend, reconciliation of the husband to the wife. Okay? And so my job is to teach you about who you are in Jesus, to help you to walk in a steady way so you're confident that you can walk, and then to teach you to do anything that I can do. I don't need to hoard it. Okay? I don't need a job. I don't need a venue. All right? I need to see Christ recreated. I need to see people standing in a place that they know who they are and that they can be everything that Jesus said we would be, that we are in the earth. He says in John, as Lord, I pray that as we are, so will they be in the earth. As I am, excuse me, so will they be. Alright? So that's not just being able to say hi. That's being able to sit there. I was in my, I used to get my nails done all the time. And I had this little lady, and over a period of time, I just kind of watched her. She was acting happy, but I could just sense she was going downhill. One day the Lord said to me, Mary, I want you to minister to this woman. And I said, well, I can't minister to her because I'm not at church. And so he said, he tells me to shut up a lot. I know God says no today. Probably because I'm talking over it, and so that's, I understand that. I think my mommy tried to tell me. And he goes like, hey. And so I said, oh, okay. So I go back in the back and she's waxing my eyebrows. And I say to her, you know what? I know that you're not happy. And the Lord wants me to tell you that he sees you and that you know why you're not happy. And that he's going to give your husband a job and you're going to be able to go home and raise your children. She burst into tears. Okay? She's weeping. She said, how did you do that? I'm so happy. I'm thinking, why are you seeing so happy in me? But, you know, I've just been trying so hard and she's crying. Now, she didn't get saved. I didn't take her all the way home. But I showed her. She said, how did you know that? And I said, because God loves you. Because he sees where you are. And he wants you to know that he's been prepared for the situation. Okay? I went back 3 weeks later. The shop was closed. Her husband had gotten a job. She had moved and she had gone home. Okay? Which is really cool for me because everyone loves it when you're right. I mean, it's a great thing. If someone, if when you guys are learning to do this, and someone says something to Jesus Christ, edify them too because they need to know. Because you know, when you prophesy or when you lay hands on the sick, or when you have a word of knowledge, or when you're doing any of this, you are exposing yourself, and you need encouragement. Okay? We need to build one another up, because as these things function, then we become as Christ was in the earth. Like Jesus to the woman at the well, or laying hands on the sick, or whatever. Okay? And that's how he wants us to be. So I did all that to you today, because we all prophesy according to our faith, and today, I declare to you that from this day forward, if you've never prophesied again, that you will have faith in your heart, that you too can love people as Jesus loved them and say words of comfort, edification, and encouragement. That you do hear the word of the Lord, that God does speak to you. Okay? I don't have to prophesy it to you. I can preach it to you because he says, my sheep know my voice. And I tell them, this is the way walking in. All right? And there needs to be confidence in our hearts, and particularly in your children's hearts, because your children already hear from the Lord. They already hear, and they come up, and we're training them to just be able to know, I heard the word of the Lord, this is what I hear, Mama. We have kids in our group, little girl kids, little boy kids, who come up to their parents and say, I was praying last night, and Jesus told me this, and this is what we need to do. And I'm telling you, it's not, it's like, make this investment. Or it's this thing. And they don't use those words that the parents know. Because what have they said? They said, you know Jesus? And there's no junior Holy Spirit? And Jesus will speak to you? And he will use you because why? He wants to make himself known. We're not dealing with a God who's hiding himself. But we are hiding. He said we would be a lamp set on a hill. All right. The good news is good news, but everywhere in the New Testament where the good news comes, there are signs and miracles, wonders that follow. It's not that I'm eloquent, it's that he's powerful.
Amen.
Okay? And he's willing to do those things. So I just, you know what? Let it be. If it's one word, if it's 10 words, if it's a prayer, whatever, just know that God wants to use you to build a church. And you don't have to be a pastor to build a church. And you don't have to be a prophet to build a church or an apostle. You're a brother and a sister in Christ, and we belong to each other. And we build one another up to do good work. That's why we gather. We gather to encourage each other in our faith. Not just to be taught, but that's very important, but that we would encourage each other in our faith so that we can live life in the real world. Okay? Because that's where your faith is really tried. It's whenever you're having problems in your marriage, when you can't get on with your kids, when you have a disobedient child, when you're losing your job. That's where life really happens, and that's where the crisis happens. Okay, so that's the first thing I want you guys to know. Alright, when I prophesy to you today, it should edify you, comfort you, exhort you. It should probably be very comfortable.
What do you mean?
If there are things, if I speak into things, or speak into things in your life, about direction or those sorts of things, it's one voice of a witness, right? Out of the voice of two or three witnesses, the thing is established. The prophetic word is used as a witnessing voice. It's one of those elements, okay? So, hear the word, listen to it, and I expect that some of what you'll hear will just be a confirmation in your heart of who you are. And that's a good thing, right? Because it encourages you. Causes you to know you're doing the word of the Lord. The other thing I want to say is that when you receive your words and you download them, we encourage everybody to write them out, okay, and read them. And to get them judged by people that you walk with, who have spiritual acumen, who are your pastors, who are people who know you, and let the word be judged as to whether what's accurate, what's not accurate, what might be sometimes prophetic ministry. I don't judge a word when I get it, and if y'all learn to prophesy, you need to recognize you don't judge a word if you get it, because I don't know what I'm saying. I only judge it as for content, it's accurate biblical. You know, I wouldn't say, oh, thus saith the Lord, you're going to be a witch. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say that. Okay. Or, thus saith the Lord, you need to leave your husband. I wouldn't say that because it's not biblical. Right? So I hinder myself. But I don't know. I saw a man prophesy one time to a couple, and he walked up and said, you guys are horrible women. And they burst out laughing. Because that's what they would say about themselves all the time. We're just horrible women. They would say that about other people. They're horrible women. And the Lord was saying, you're full of belonging. Okay? Now, it took a lot of faith for him to say that, because that's pretty insulting. If I wanted to see him say, you're full of belonging. Okay? But he doesn't see your own. He doesn't see the prophet. Very determined after he got her clean. Okay? But he didn't censor that. He listened to the Lord, and he had a little dialogue in his head and said, this is really what I need to say. And then he said. And when he said it, it hit the mark with that. Okay? Therefore, you need to judge the Lord. And you need to, and I don't know if what I'm saying to you is future or if it's present or if it's past. And you're going to come away and say, oh, well, that already happened. Or that, you know, I don't see that yet. But when the word is judged, you take those things, dialogue with the Lord about it, you dialogue with people that you trust. And what we have found is that God actually uses it so that you're not just carrying around a little piece of paper in your Bible that says, I got this nice word and someday it's going to happen. But he begins to speak to you about how to speak to the things that he wants you to do. And even teaching and tutoring and opportunities that you may have to step out into to go and become and do things. Okay, so my hope is that you will be edified and comforted and built up, but that also you will receive in the Lord a place where you can really move on into the next level of what you have. Okay? And then I don't know if Tom and Jody, prophecy is really, in this context in particular, it's intended to be within the body. It's intended to be judged even here. But it edifies everyone. It says that the text of the spirit prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. And so I encourage you guys, let's love one another and let's just be a body ministry, even though I'm probably going to be giving us some prophesying. Okay, Jody can prophesy. If you can prophesy and you have a word for someone, please come up and give the word. It adds texture, it adds strength, it does take more time. But I'm not the only person who has to hear a word in the dream. Okay? And we all love one another. And because I'm expecting all of you to be able to prophesy at some point in the very near future, if you are, feel like you have an inkling of something to give a contribute, please give it. Okay? But listen to the words that other people receive. It's not just what I can get. It's that Jesus' heart and the heart of God is revealed when that ministry comes forth. It should come be revealed just as if I were a teacher, which I'm not. I'm a preacher and a prophet. Okay? But the heart of God should be revealed. And if you will listen to what God says to other people, you will see how he deals with people, how he speaks in the situation, what he's willing to do to people. And I have friends, every time he goes to the study ministry, he says, when someone gets the word he wants to live, I want that word. That one right there. And you know what? He gets them. He gets the good things that God is doing. Why does God not respect your person? Well, you'll do for one, he'll do for another. And so, you know, I really meant that. So you can call it a because I don't have that much faith. I don't know. But, you know, he does. God deserves the seasoning. But this is part of our being together. And so let's support one another. Also, if you don't want to open your mouth and prophesy, if you'll listen, I promise you that the Lord will start speaking in your ear and will build confidence in your heart. If you too can hear what the Lord is saying when I'm talking to this brother here or to this sister here, if you ask the Lord, he'll begin to kind of open those things up. And whether you say anything or not, it'll build confidence in people here. That's how we were trained to prophesy. We have to go to prophetic meetings, we have to sit and listen, and then we have to tell each other, we write down, this is what the Lord's going to say to this person. We'll really build our confidence. Okay, so that is what I say to everyone every time, but I just really do encourage you to get the word and let the suggest, and let this become something that really gives you momentum, that you can receive, that you can walk in, and that will really be confirmed for you and build up your life. Okay, so having done that?